His friends, we are continuing the previous shiur. We are learning the Sefer Ben Lo Shri of the Tzaddik from Ranana, Rabbi Yitzchak Kohen Haberman, Teicher Tzaddik Kadosh Leferacha. We presented a slew of questions on the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, and we started to answer them. We already saw wondrous things, and now, B'ritzos Hashem Darkeinu, we will continue with Derech Zu. And again, this should be a schus for Yedid Navshi, Rabbi Elchanan Meir ben Chaya Rachel. He should have bracha v'hatzlacha v'chol ma'aseh yadav. We are on page Kuf Lamed Ches of the Sefer. Says Rabbeinu Zatzal, Umemela al pize meduktok heitev dafka seder shekasev v'tara kadosh. According to this, what we just learned, that it's hard to fulfill the tzivui of Hashem for pure motives when He has promised reward, because then He will fulfill it with ulterior motives. And that's a big avoda in life, to do things because it's the right thing to do for altruistic reasons and not because you're going to get rewarded. Based on this, it is very exacting the order that the Holy Torah writes. Dahare Barur. It's clear. The primary difficulty of the test was because included in the command was also the Hana, the benefit that Avram Avinu was going to attain by fulfilling the will of God. And Avram was compelled to purify his thoughts and ideas. Kolkach, so much so, Sheyase ach v'rak l'shmo yitbarach, that he will do it only for the name of God. V'im kei nechzi anan if so, let's see. Im yishma ish shebemedina rechoka me'od, v'haderech l'sham misukenes mamish rachmana litzlan. Avo b'nekel efshar l'sashir sham bin layla, ki afros zahav sham, u'machlit b'dayto l'nsoa l'sham, u'lai yale osher b'mazolo. Az miderech hatevahu, Shebetchila olim malibo gaguim al arzo umedinaso, sheragil ba'avira. Aval kishiyishkol negedze hanoz ha'ashirus hamakuva, oz yasiach mi daito mea gaguim. So let's see. If a person hears that in a far away country, and it's very hard to get there, very dangerous to get there, may God save us, but there you can get rich easily overnight, because, as they said about America back in the day, the gold in a Medina, the streets are paved with gold. We know that. That you walk down the street in New York City, you just bend down, you could pick up diamonds, you could pick up gold, silver, whatever you want. And then you just go to a pawn shop, you exchange it, and you have $5,000, $10,000, $15,000. You know, and it's not even 9:30 in the morning yet. You just, you know, picked it up, exchanged it. Now what am I going to do the rest of my day? Everybody knows that's not what America's like. But let's just say that hypothetically that there was such a situation. In this country, you can get rich overnight, but it's dangerous to get there. Umachlit bedaito, and he decides in his mind to travel there. Maybe he will become rich. So, naturally, at the beginning, he has in his heart ga'aguim. He misses his original land, that he's used to the environment there. It's a different, you know, America has millions of immigrants, and they came there because they were looking for a better life, for the freedom of America, for the wealth of America, but they miss their hometown. They miss Haiti. They miss the Bahamas. They miss Mexico. They miss India. They miss Russia. Wherever they're coming from, they miss their hometown, their homeland. But when they weigh against this, the pleasure of getting rich that they're hoping for, they forget the gaguim. So some guy moves from India and he moves to Silicon Valley. Life is different in Silicon Valley than it was in his village in India. But he says, forget India, forget my mother and my father and my grandmother and my grandfather and my brothers and my sisters. I'm here to get rich. אבל אחר כך עולם געגועים על מולדתו, שכאן יש לו אוהבים נאמנים. ושכנים טובים מסייצים ומחולי סמצו, ואפילו שגם על זה מבטר, נשאלו סקשוס לאוהבי ואימו, אוכים ואחיוס, ושאר בני משפחה שהם שערי בוסר, ממש עושו דם הנוזל באורקו, ואיך ישרחק מהם. So he thinks about the money, but then again he misses his homeland. Because in his homeland, he has people who love him. He has good neighbors he can take advice, take counsel with. And even if he'll forgo that, but he has his mother and his father, so you think about the money, but then you go back to your family, your brothers, your sisters, your other relatives, the same blood. How can you be so far away from the same blood? Nimtza ba'ofen zeh be'emesu b'igayon diber ha'kasuv b'rishona me'artzicha. It emerges in such a way that in truth and with logic the pasuk spoke first. Lech lecha me'artzicha. We said, why is me'artzicha first? It should be last. You leave your land last. You leave your father's house first. Shal zeh yeshnam ka'agim me'atim. You miss your country somewhat. V'yosaral u'mimoladeticha, from the place you were born. Oh, like some people, they move to Israel, so they miss America, but they miss Manhattan more. They come from Manhattan. They come from Silver Spring. They come from L.A. They come from Chicago. So they miss their birthplace more than the whole country. V'yoser mi'umi beis avicha, and then they miss their father's house. Oh, those Shabbases we used to have, the yontivs, the Sunday afternoons, those were the days. In Israel, Sunday doesn't exist, it's a regular day. Here they have a name for it, they call it Yom Rishon. So people miss their father's house. So that's the order, lech lecha. Me'artzecha is the smallest amount of gaguim. Umiladetecha, your birthplace, more. You miss that more. And then your father's house, more. Umikol makom tzivo Hashem levater v'lazo v'sakol. Still, God commanded him to forego it and to leave it all. Ulefi masha kasavti, and based on what I wrote, sheteva bnei adam, shemevater malakol, v'hochem lemakom shemakabel es asher sham, v'kevin she'irev ha-kadosh baruch hu, v'machshavto she'is asher sham, V'yizke lezero l'shem tov, imken shaper any sayon al seder zahzeh. And based on what I wrote, that the nature of man is that they're willing to forego anything and go to a place where they're going to get rich. So here, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to him? That he's going to get rich there and he's going to get a shem tov. So he says, you know, forget all those things that I missed. But here, Avraham Avinu could have said, I will forget about it in order to get all the presents that God promised me. Because that's the nature of a person, as we discussed, that when he's willing to leave his homeland in order to get all of the rewards. And that's what Avraham Avinu could have thought. V'zeh ma she'amru chazal, and that's what the rabbis teach us. V'lama lo gila lo miyad. Why did God not reveal to Abraham at the get-go where he's going, but rather in order to give him reward for every step? And we can explain this by first telling over the Bereishis Rabbah 43:3. Rabbi Levi b'shem Rabbi Yossi ben Zimra, psiosef shel Avraham Avinu hayu shlosha milim. The steps of Abraham were 3 mil. And that's a lot. It takes 18 minutes to walk a mil. So every step of Avram was how long it takes to walk 54 minutes. That's hard to understand, this medrash. The hadvarim nifloim, the words are wondrous. V'chutz me'anistaros hatzvunas ba'agada zu, besides the secrets that are hidden, that are encoded in this agada, in this lesson, Asher Gila Moreno Arabakodesh Rav Chaim Vital B'Shem Ha'ari, nitpas b'sof b'dvar v'akadoshim b'sof sefer Igeres HaTiyul, which were revealed by Reb Chaim Vital in the name of his Rebbe the Arizal, and this was published, his holy words were published at the end of the sefer Igeres HaTiyul. Nirali achar bachas b'akashas rishus mibala maimer, it would appear to me, after asking for permission from the Baal HaMaimer, Levar Dvarav HaKadoshim, to explain his holy words, the Kavana Drushis. I want to ask Rabbi Levi, in the name of Yossi ben Zimra, if I can expound on his words, if I can sermonize his words, make it into a drush. Tenucha lefarish milin tevas dvarim kama akdamos milin, umilin letzari lo yimalel. We can explain the words and the things that were said like a words of preface, and words speak towards above. Umilin and words, letzad ilah, to above, to a high, Yimalel will speak. Vahim, meaning. Shebuchol psia o psia shepasa Avram Avinu. Chashav alav ha-shalom. Chashav ulai gam kana makom sh'amr lo Hashem. Asher areka. Every step Avram Avinu took, he thought to himself, maybe this is the place where God says, Asher areka, that I will show you. Val yedei zen, through this, hakavana, intention, niskasher benitzotzos kedoshos hanimsaim sham, he connected himself to the holy sparks that were found there. Vehele kol nitzotzos kedoshos shahayusham, and he elevated all of the holy sparks that were there. We know that there was a shvira at the creation of the world, and the holy sparks were scattered all over the place. Some are in Times Square, some are in Amsterdam, some are in Poland, some are in Holland. I guess I said that already. Some are in Greece. Some are in Africa, North Africa, South Africa. They're all over the place. All seven continents, these nitzotzos were scattered. V'aydezenasim akusher la'makom kolkach. And he became so connected to God through these holy sparks, it was hard for him to separate. Like his land and his birthplace in the house of his father. And this was the kavana of King David, who is the sweet singer of Israel. In the book of Psalms, I have on my table here, it's hard to say what my favorite book is, because every book is my favorite book. But whenever I'm learning it, that's where I am. But I try to be. But I happen to have such chiba for Tehillim. I love Tehillim. So King David said in Tehillim, chapter 37, verse 23, May Hashem konu imitzadei gover konanu v'darko yechbatz. That Hashem establishes, guides the footsteps of man, and his ways he desires, his derech, his pathway, he desires. Sheyesh ledakdek, we have to understand. V'chiman nafgamina, what's the difference? L'akadosh baruch hu, im adam holech b'derech o yoshev b'veso. If man goes on the path, or if man sits in shtib, he sits in his house. Ach yuvan adavar al pi ma sheshamati, but this can be understood based on what I heard. B'shem harav hakadosh Rabbi Mordechai Yosef Baal HaMachaber Meha Shiloach, Me Ishbitza, what I heard from the Ishbitzer of Mordechai Yosef Liner. On the Pasuk in Tehillim, chapter 106, verse 27. Vayisa Yado, God raised his hand, La Pil Zaram Bagoyim, to make their seed fall among the nations, Ulizarosam, and to spread them out, Baratzos, in the land. That's talking about after the Jews sinned in the desert. V'diktiku ha-mefarshim, and the mefarshim tried to understand, heichan merumas shvua zeh b'Torah, where do you have this shvua written in the Torah? Chapter 106 of Psalms is talking about the Chet HaMeraglim. It describes the Cheder Meraglim. Talks about the Cheder Adas Korach. Talks about the Cheder Egel. They forgot God. Vayomer Lahashmidem. God said he's going to destroy them. And then Vayimasu Beretz Chemda. They despise the Holy Land. Vayargnu Barlem B'lo Hashem B'kol Hashem. They complained in their tents. They didn't listen to Hashem. Vayisaya Dolahem. He lifted his hand in a Shavua. As Rashi explains, Lahapi Losem B'midbar. To make them die in the desert. Ulahapil Zaram B'goyim. And to expel their seed to the nations, Ulizarasam, to spread them out among the lands. Where do you see this in the Torah? Ve'omar Rabba Kadosh Zatzal, and this holy rabbi said, De'almashakasuv b'Torah, that it says in the Torah, in the book of Numbers, in chapter 14, verse 21, V'ulam, however, chai ani, I live. God is swearing, V'yamalei kvod Hashem es kol ha'aretz, and the glory of Hashem will fill the land. Hainu, meaning, Shemim lo hayu chotim hayu ovdim es Hashem b'koach gadol kazeh, shehayu kumo even magnet ha'moshech ha'seileh kol ha'matachos shenemtzayim b'sviva. If they had not sinned, they would have served Hashem with such great koach, like a magnet that draws all the metals that are in the area. Kamokein hayu mamshichim ba'avodasam kol nitzotzos kedoshos hamefuzarim b'chol olam l'Eretz Yisrael. They would have been able to draw all the holy sparks in the world to Eretz Yisrael. They wouldn't have had to go anywhere. They wouldn't have to be in the five towns, in Teaneck, in Passaic, in Lakewood, in Baltimore, in Florida, Miami Beach, North Miami Beach, Boca Raton. They wouldn't have to be in all these places. In England, in Northwest London, in Manchester, in Gateshead. The Jews wouldn't have to be in all these faraway places. They would have been able to draw all the sparks to Eretz Yisrael, umalim osam l'sharasham, and they would have elevated them to their roots, as the Mekubalim teach us that we do. We're supposed to elevate the holy sparks. Look in the Baal Shem Tov al Torah in Parshas Vayetzei, dibor maschil aretz asheret hashochev aleh, v'aydei cheda meragli nechlesh kocham, because of the sin of the spies, their power was weakened. Shelo hayu anitzotzos kedoshos nimshachim eilehem. They were not able to draw all the holy sparks to them. Look in the Sefer Shem Yishmuel in Parashas Bereishis, in the year Tuf Reish Ayin Gimel, 1913. V'zeh zehu she'amar chai ani. And that's what it says in this pasuk in Tehillim, that I live, lashon shvua. Like, this is a language of oath. It's an oath. Kamodi Isa b'Zohar Kadosh, like it says in the Holy Zohar, in the second volume, on page 115b. Shvuahi, this is an oath. Shenishba b'chayei ha-melech, a person is taking an oath in the life of the king. V'yamalei kvod Hashem, and the glory of God. What's the glory of God? The nitzotzos kedoshos, the holy sparks. That's what it means. God is taking an oath that the holy sparks, v'yamalei kvod Hashem es kol ha'aretz, will fill the entire earth, b'chol ha'olam, the entire world. V'yuchuchu b'nei Yisrael lanud b'chol osam hamakomos sheyimtzu sham nitzotzos kedoshos l'sakno molal osam. And now the Jewish people will be compelled to wander. That idea of the wandering Jew, which is not necessarily a Jewish concept. V'yuchachu b'nei Yisrael lanud b'chol osam hamakomos. The Jewish people will have to scatter, will have to wander in all those places. I'm referencing this because there was once a Rosh Yeshiva who gave a hesped about a certain Rav, Talmud Chacham, and he mentioned that he was the wandering Jew. And then another Rosh Yeshiva castigated him in the Hakdama to one of his Sfarim. How can you say wandering Jew? It's not a Jewish concept, it's a Christian concept. So, Al Kol Panim, whether the term wandering Jew is Jewish or not, but we have definitely been wandering now for the last 5,000 years. So now we must wander in all of those places where we can find these holy sparks to fix them and to elevate them. V'zeu she'amar David ha'melech olav ha'shalom. And this is what King David of blessed memory said in Psalms 106:27, ulahapil zaram, to make his seed fall. Hainu nitzotzos kedoshos shehen b'chinas osios, the holy sparks that are like letters. Shenasim neshamos lefnei Yisrael, they become souls for the Jewish people. Kamo shekasev Orach Chaim HaKadosh, like the Holy Orach Chaim writes at the end of Parshas Toldos. And see also the Orach Chaim Shmos 1:12 in Dibur Maaseh V'Chasher Yanu Oso. D'chol goya meitzer l'Yisrael u'machmas sheyesh bo nitzotzes kedotzes shos Yisrael tzarech v'yachol l'sakenu al alosu mimenu. That any goy who causes pain and anguish to a Jew, it's because he has the holy sparks that the Jew has to fix and elevate from him. This holy spark stood up in this guy, and now he's hitting the Jew. Until through the pain and justifying God's judgment. Because the midah of the sons of Israel, of the Jewish people, is to say it's all from Hashem. Through this, that holy spark is separated and goes to its root. And automatically we had to be spread among the lands. So that's the Ad Kan Divrei Pi Chacham Chein B'Tosefes Hezber Mishali. Until now are the words of this wise man, which are filled with charm, with additional explanation from me. So what do we have here, sweet friends? We have the idea that Hashem's glory is filled through the lands, because there are nitzotzos in all of these lands, they're holy sparks, and we were scattered to these lands to gather up these holy sparks. And when the non-Jew exhibits anti-Semitic behavior towards the Jew, the job of the Jew is to elevate the spark that is in this Gentile and bring it back to its source. Kayadua liyodei chein, as is known to those who know chein. Chein is charm. It's also Rashi Tevos, Chachmas Anistar, the hidden wisdom. Hayotze lanu mizeh, it emerges to us from this. The derech ha'adam hu mamish tzarech gavo, v'ritzono shel makom kidei lekayim avtachaso lebal yidach mimenu nidach. The pathway, when a person goes on the way, on the derech, right, that's the me Hashem mitzah de gaver, God konanu, Hashem guides the steps of man. B'darkei Yechbatz, and he wants his derech, he wants his way. Hashem makes sure it's all tzarech gavoa, it's all for the sake of above. Hashem wants that man should go on the way to gather up these sparks, and it's the will of Hashem in order to fulfill his promise, lebal yidach mimenu nidach, that nobody should be cast away, everything should be brought back to its source, to Hashem. V'al kein me Hashemayim sabavim leben adam Yisrael, and therefore men Hashemayim, they bring about that a Jewish person, sheyelech, which should go, o yisa, or should travel, lamakom shenem tzayim nitzotzes kedoshos, to a place with their holy sparks, hashayachem l'nishmaso, that relate to his soul. Shehutzarech v'yachol etakna molalosan, that he needs and is able to fix them and elevate them. V'tzarech lizar ma'od b'yosa b'derech, and he has to be very careful on the way. Shalotei alihilucho nisiyaso chas v'shalom larik, that his traveling or his walking should not be for naught. Achar zman rav, after a long time, nitpas sefer siach sarfei kodesh, chelek gimel, the book siach sarfei kodesh, in the third volume was published. Umatzasi, and I found sheyesh misham siyua gadol lidvareinu, that there is a great help, a great support for our words, our ideas. V'ayin b'sefer hiskalos hatzadikim, look in the holy book, hiskalos hatzadikim, the revelations of the righteous. Shehevi me'achidushe harim, who cites from the chidushe harim, Rabbi Yitzchak Meir of Gur, the very first Ger Rebbe, the father of the Ger dynasty. Ma'aseh pele, a wonderful occurrence. Meharava kadosh me'apta, from the apta rava oev Yisrael, Shishalach es talmido Yaakov, he sent his student Jacob, li'iye hayam, to the islands, be'Afrika, I bet you know the translation of that word, shehaya sham nitzotzos kedoshos, shehutzrachu dafka l'taknum l'alosam, there were holy sparks, and dafka specifically, this Talmud, this student, needed to fix them and to elevate them. V'tzarech kol echad l'aseis da'ato al zeh, and everybody has to know, pay attention to this, and he shouldn't think that his traveling is by chance. There's a lot to talk about, but this is not the place. And look in the book of the Holy Orachaim, I was zoche to live for many years on Rehov Or HaChaim, on Or HaChaim Street, about 18 years I lived on Rehov Or HaChaim, where the Or HaChaim had a shul and where the Arizal was born. As you walk into the old city, you walk through the Armenian quarter, St. James Street, and then you start going in a decline, you go lower downhill into the Jewish quarter. There's a makolet at the corner, Sammy's makolet, Sammy's food store, and then you are in Rehov Or HaChaim, and on the right side you have the shul of the Or HaChaim, where the Arizal was born earlier, before the Or HaChaim came, and then on the left side you have where I was zocheh to live, seconds away. So look, and I always have a special chiba for the Or HaChaim because I lived there for so long. So look, and also because the Or HaChaim is an amazing parish. So look in the Or HaChaim in Bamidbar 10:35, the parish is Vayhi ben Tzoar Aaron, in the parish of the traveling of the Ark. V'al kol psio psio shepasa Avram Avinu olav shalom, and in every step that Avram Avinu took, v'tikein sham mashahu tzrich tikun, and he fixed what needed fixing, nechshav lo ka'aretzo moladeto mibeis aviv, it was to him like his land and like his birthplace and like the house of his father. Al yedei shehisig sham nitzotzos kedoshos chadashim, because he perceived there new holy sparks. V'haya kashe lo lihipared misham, and it was hard for him to separate from there. V'ulai zeo melitzasam, and maybe that is the melitza. That is what Chazal mean when they say in Maseches Sota 47a, Chein Hamakom al Yosha, the charm of the place is on those who dwell there, because they have to elevate the holy sparks. And also look in the Sefer HaKadosh Morei Nayim from the Haile Rebbe Mitchernobyl in Parshas Vayetze, B'medrash Tanchuma Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu. So we are towards the end of this specific journey, and we are going to stop here. I have a rule, tafasta maruba lo tafasta. It's not good to do too much at once. We want to put it in more bite-sized pieces. But please God, Hashem should give us life and health and simcha and the financial means and the brains and everything we need in order to continue. And in the next year, we will, please God, wrap it up and pull everything together and see more wonders from the Torah of Hashem. Thank you so much for listening, sweetest and most beautiful.